kids today, so if you guys will come up. Will you do this with me today? I don't know if I'm so limber that I can do on the step like Pastor does, so. I might just say it. Okay. So I brought some mustard. Do you guys have mustard? Do you? I was hoping, Pastor, can I swear this on you for Jess? Well, can I just swear it at you? Why not? No? How come? It would get messy. It would be the same, wouldn't it? Probably would have come out. I have some mustard I got on my pair of shorts. It doesn't wash out. Well, mustard is kind of like a sin. It makes a sting on us, right?
So I'm going to show you something.
So I'm going to pretend that this is you, okay? And when we're born, we're pretty clean, right? Yeah? New baby doesn't have any sin, hardly at all. And as we grow, sometimes we do things that are wrong, right? Sometimes we do things that are wrong, and we know that they're wrong, but we do them anyway. Or sometimes there's things that we know we should do, and we don't do it. And that's kind of a sin, too. So I'm going to pretend that this is you, and I'm going to pretend that this dirty water is sin. And what happens when we put sin in us? We get kind of dirty too, don't we? Well, how do we make that sin go away? Do you know? What do we need to add to make that sin go away? Jesus. What happens if we add Jesus to our sin? It goes away. But what happens if we add Jesus, sin to Jesus, as Jesus said? What do you suppose would happen if we put sin in Jesus? No sin. And that's what Jesus does for us, is he takes away our sin. Just like that.